Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
Beyonce just performed at somebody's wedding. Now, before you think that you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have Beyonce perform at my wedding. By the way, it's the Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9. Good morning. The wedding that she performed at was for an Indian billionaire who surprised his daughter with it. By the way, she's also going to marry an Indian billionaire. So unless you got a billionaire marrying a billionaire, you ain't going to have Beyonce. So let's just get that out of the way.
If your name is Joe and you live on, like, you know, Newton Street in Dorchester, you ain't getting Beyonce to go to your house.
Yes.
Sorry.
But we got to go to email. What's the email there, Melissa?
Yeah, Jesse sent us a message to the Get Up Crew Facebook and said, I heard you guys talking about the billionaire wedding that Beyonce performed at. I was at a wedding where it was the complete opposite, where the entire bridal party wore jeans. We ate at picnic tables and the meal was burgers and fries. I was like, well, the burgers and fries sounds kind of cool, but can you imagine? Like, talk about going from the one extreme to the other.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little, it's different. It's different, you know? Like, when I got married, I was, I had a whole thing with my wife. I said, look, I don't want this to be like a typical wedding. I want it to be a party where people happen to get married. That being said, the only thing that I gave input on, or that I, you know, that I told her, I said I will give input on, and the only thing I did give input on was the party aspect of it. That's why I got my homegirl Deirdre DeGatta to do the music.
She did an amazing job.
She did. And also the food. Because
that was the number one thing I was going
to
say.
That's what people care about when it comes to weddings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
Yeah, everything else, it was just a big party atmosphere. I didn't care about all the other stuff, but I want to hear some ghetto-ass weddings.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Have you been to any weddings that's been worse than jeans and the bridal party and picnic tables? Because I was at one of those.
Not worse than that. Okay. I've been to some bad weddings, but damn.
So I wouldn't say this is worse than jeans and picnic tables, but and I feel bad saying this because God rest her soul, my dad and stepmother's wedding.
Your late stepmother.
My late stepmother. That's okay. God rest her soul.
Melissa's
Elaine.
About to pull her pants down and take a massive dump on their wedding.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about.
Well, no, wait. No. Listen. It was nice.
Yeah. But.
But. Let me preface this by saying that neither my dad nor my stepmother, God rest her soul, could sing to save their lives. Like,
right.
It was just god-awful. And so none of us knew this was happening. So the wedding had already happened, and we were sitting in the hall, and we were about to do the reception.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I hear, like, a karaoke version of Shania Twain, like, From This Moment start playing, right? All of a sudden, you see from one side of the of the venue, Elaine come walking in, and she's got one of those, like, you know, Britney Spears microphones around her head.
Oh, God.
And she's, from this moment, as long as I live. Like, she's coming in. Then I look to my left, and I see my dad walking in. Now, my dad can't sing to save his life. He's got one of those Britney Spears mics around his. They're singing the duet of Shania Twain From This Moment. They're both walking in from opposite ends of the venue, singing to each other.
Is this what they're saying right here?
Yes, I believe it is.
So she came out with the Britney Spears headphones.
They had the microphone.
The
microphone.
Yes.
Right around her mouth.
And then she said,
that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Life has begun.
Tell me at what point your dad comes in.
I'll tell you. Ready?
You are the one. Life is open.
Ready? Not yet.
From this moment on.
Ready? And cue my dad.
From this moment.
Wow. I swear to God, Romero, it was the most awkward thing ever.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.